WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The summer rerun season may give you a reason to leave your TV off and get in front of your computer screen more often. Commentator Stephen Levy says your TV may stay dark.
Lately, the technologically challenged folks of my acquaintance have been asking me what all this business is about computer nets. Should I get online, they want to know, shuddering at the prospect. I always reassure them that no, their very survival does not depend on acquiring a modem immediately. But I do say that if they are at all interested in the frontiers of our culture, or simply witnessing one of the most interesting things going on these days, they owe it to themselves to check out what's happening on the World Wide Web. I don't tell them that doing so will suck them into a black hole where all their free time will be swallowed up by endless hours in front of a computer screen. I figure they'll find that out for themselves. Instead, I try to explain what this ominous-sounding World Wide Web really is. Only a couple of years ago, some clever nerds in Switzerland figured out a good way to store information that came in several media: text, graphics, animation, video, and sound. Furthermore, this approach included an easy way to get from one location or website to another. You could build in what are called links, letting users jump directly from one document to another, anywhere on the web. In effect, surfing through cyberspace. At first, not many people used the web, but then some undergraduates at the University of Illinois came up with an easy-to-use piece of software called a browser that lets you navigate the web by pointing and clicking a mouse. After that, things took off. Now, fueled by the prospect of an instant audience, people have set up hundreds of thousands of websites for public viewing, and dozens of new ones pop up every day. They are like pieces in a mammoth library where all the books are interconnected and anyone can automatically toss their own book on the pile. Or you could view the web as the ultimate blockbuster franchise with no rental fees. And one day, the web might be the way most new media are published, everything from magazines to rap music. In other words, that vaunted information superhighway begins right here. What's on the web? Just about anything you could imagine. Some locations are goofy, like the site that lets you examine the closet of a teenage girl in Canada. Then there's the site connected to a live camera beamed directly on a coffee pot in a faculty room at Oxford University. Supposedly it's for the benefit of people in that building, but thousands of people all over the world, including me, check it often, just because it's there. Other sites are actually useful, like a repository of documents about the Holocaust or the current status of pending federal legislation. Increasingly, you see commercial websites. The entertainment business in particular loves to promote new products on the web. You could sample songs from unknown punk rock bands or view clips from upcoming movies. And in the next few months, it will be possible to make secure credit card transactions over the net, and people will treat the web like a virtual shopping mall. Despite the rapid changes on the web, there is one constant: the coolest sites rule. Everyone is on the lookout for new, innovative websites that break new ground in this multi-medium. There are even special sites that do nothing but launch you straight to hot new locations. And it's just as likely that a great site will be created by a college student in Omaha as by a billion-dollar company. The web is nothing if not egalitarian. How does one get access to the web? Basically, you need a computer, a fast modem, and an internet gateway. And then you could view for yourself the first wonder of the virtual world, an amazing, collaboratively constructed, uncensored crazy quilt of research material, commerce, and art. But be forewarned, web surfing is like digital nicotine. You could easily find yourself glued to the screen for hours, jumping from site to site, waiting to see what comes up next. After a few weeks, your family and friends will probably miss you, and maybe even complain about your absence. Tell them to lighten up. After all, there are worse things than being addicted to the future.
Stephen Levy is the technology columnist for Newsweek and the author of Insanely Great: The Life and Times of Macintosh, the Computer That Changed Everything.